So, Sean, would you tell us, first of all, what was the inception of schooljotter.com? What led to you making this content management system?
Hi, Jonathan. Thank you for the question. Back in 2003, I was working at egg.com, the first internet bank in the UK. And I discovered on the internet through Yahoo and Google searches that most schools either didn't have a website or their website was substandard and not up to date. So I saw this gap in the market and I moved from working in Derby back north to my mother and father's house and set up my business in the back bedroom there. And we've never looked back since.
And what would you say that schooljotter.com's unique selling point is? What does it do that no other business on the market is doing right now?
I think what SchoolJotter does, schooljotter.com, which is now on our third generation product, SchoolJotter 3, is not just provide a school with a website, but also a synchronized mobile app that's truly beautiful. It looks like BBC News. It's got galleries, it's rich in media, and it's really great for parental engagement, especially those parents that perhaps don't like just reading text messages all the time and they want something richer. SchoolJotter, the website and the mobile app synchronized, offers a great parental communication and engagement solution for schools.
Ah, that's fascinating. So before we go any further, Sean, can you tell us a little bit about your background in business and, you know, why do you create platforms for the educational sector? What led you to this point?
Thanks, Jonathan. I started out life at the University of York studying chemistry, but I really wasn't that good at chemistry labs. So I moved into computational chemistry and started building websites. My first job was via the Yellow Pages, a job at teamtalk.com, one of the top 10 UK websites back in the time where I built the website with a webmaster. I then moved on to do mobile application development at the Cordwell Group back in the early days of mobile phones before my lucky break, which was quite lucrative at Egg Bank, where I was a contractor. This allowed me to save money to set up Web Anywhere and address the gap in the markets, which was really that schools didn't have websites or didn't have up-to-date websites. So I could build the websites and design them. The question was, could I sell them? And indeed I could. And that's how Web Anywhere has grown from strength to strength.
And so schooljotter.com is one of your platforms. So could you tell us all about how schooljotter.com fits into the rest of your organization?
Certainly, Jonathan. Schooljotter.com is a website school management system and mobile app. So it's for parental communication and engagement. But we also have other communication and engagement and learning platforms. So we've got SoundBranch, which is a social podcasting platform where teachers and students can create podcasts via voice notes. This is egalitarian. It opens up podcasting to a wider audience and makes it accessible. We also have eventanywhere.com, which is a virtual event platform where you can host CPD events for teachers or virtual career fairs. It's great for bringing the community together. And so you can extend your school website with podcasting, with virtual events. And we also have a video platform called Watch and Learn, again, allowing for live and on-demand video experiences.
Fantastic, fantastic. And so lastly, do you have dreams or goals for how SchoolJotter could expand its offerings in the future?
Thanks for that question, Jonathan. Yes, we want to go global. We want to go international. We have plans for the USA, Australia, and New Zealand to expand our reach. We know that SchoolJotter, in terms of its mission and vision, can really impact parental engagement and communication, bring communities closer together, not just with beautiful school websites, but with really accessible and easy to use mobile apps that synchronize with those school websites. So there's no updating and editing for the schools. It's all automatic. So really excited about the future, and global expansion is on the cards.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Sean Gilligan, the founder and CEO of WebAnywhere.com and SchoolJotter.com. Sean, it's been a pleasure having you on this episode of the podcast today. I'm sure the listeners have really appreciated hearing from you. Just before we go, I'd love to ask you one question to leave with our listeners today. Why should businesses choose to work with SchoolJotter.com instead of its competitors? Your time begins now.
I think our unique selling point and why schools should choose School Jotter is that we've got the latest and greatest technology. We've been doing this for 20 years, and we've just spent the last 3 or 4 years building out our third generation platform. And what it does is it synchronizes a beautiful mobile app with the school website, meaning that parental engagement is truly accessible. We're also extending school websites with our podcasting solutions, virtual events, and video platforms. So I hope that's been useful, Jonathan, and thank you so much for inviting me on to the podcast today.